Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday Business Spotlight here on Word of Mom Radio as Word of Mom March continues. I cannot believe we are starting our fourth year on the air, and today is the day for media help, not hype. And trust me, you're not getting any hype today. Janice is in a no-hype zone.
I'm in a no-hype zone today. Join me.
So I'm just letting you know, as you get your, you know, because not for nothing, it isn't a joking show today. I mean, she's literally going to be sharing the reason why what you're doing isn't working.
Right.
You know, and I like how she asked, you know, are you skipping stones, you know, in your business? Are you throwing stuff into the water, but it's all just skipping away? And you're trying to figure out what you're doing wrong. And I keep telling you guys all the time, stop trying to figure it out. Just come here and listen to what Janice has to say and then just do what she says. You know, don't. She's reinvented the wheel. Just put her wheel on your cart. So, hi, Janice.
That's right. Dory, it's so good to be here today. It's just one of those days, guys. You know, do you ever just have a day when you just feel like laying it on the line for the very next person who calls you or emails you? Here's how it is, people. Here's how it's going to be. Here's how it is. This is kind of one of those days, and Dory and I were just laughing about that. You know, Dory talked about skipping stones. When I was putting together this show, and I just put up a blog post about it as well, running a day behind this week because all these snowstorms in our area. We lost power twice yesterday, so I'm a full day behind. So I just got the blog post up earlier today. But I got it up. I didn't throw up my hands and say, oh, well, it's not going to happen this week. Some weeks I do. But this week I went ahead and got it up this morning and was talking about, I actually share 19 reasons. I was very specific why your social media marketing strategy isn't working. And we were talking about skipping stones, and I remember being a kid standing on a lake and throwing stones across the top of the water. And if you're really good, you can make them skip. They actually will touch the surface of the water a couple of times and skip before sinking. And, you know, in the course of helping people and working in this business and meeting so many entrepreneurs, I see so many people who are skipping stones, who they're just kind of doing a little of this and a little of that, and it's kind of a, they don't call it a hobby. You know, they don't call their business or their marketing strategy a hobby, but that's kind of what it looks like from the outside because they're just touching here and touching there and doing a little of this, and they're not doing anything really, really well. They're not going in depth with anything. They're just kind of touching here and there, a little strategy here, a little strategy there, and I've seen it a lot lately, especially for some reason. I don't know this if it's this year, if it's just kind of a carryover from last year. We are all on information overload, content overload. I'm really sympathetic with that. And so I wanted to share today some reasons why your strategy, your business strategy, your marketing strategy, your social media strategy isn't working. I've answered a few questions online this week and spoke with a few people who are just simply saying, oh, this marketing stuff doesn't work. This social media thing doesn't work. Everybody knows it doesn't work. Nobody's getting anything out of it. And then I go take a look at them, and you know, I'm not sure what they're trying to accomplish, and they probably aren't either. But there's a good reason why it's not working for them. It's working for me, I'll tell you that much. It's working for me, but if it's not working for you, there could very well be a reason for that. So this week, you know, I was answering people's questions and refuting the disputable fact that social media absolutely doesn't work. And I started writing down all the reasons why I see people failing in their business and in their marketing strategy. So it's with that in mind that I wanted to share with you today. The very first reason I see, and I'm not going to go through all these, I'm going to let you read the blog post for every single one of them because I did want to go into a little bit of detail. And Dora, you just stop me or anybody else who's going to be joining us live on the call. You know, stop me. Feel free to ask questions. This isn't a speech. This is simply a matter of fact. So here we go. The very first thing I see people doing who say they're not getting results is that they don't have clear expectations. They're not sure what they should be expecting or what they should be getting. And if you're going to get to a destination, you have to know where you want to go. Otherwise, you could end up just about anywhere. I hear a lot, you know, when I say, what do you want to get? You know, Dory, you and I are getting ready to do some strategy calls. And one question I'm going to ask you, because I always ask, is what are your expectations? What do you want to get out of all this? Because that's going to help me create a plan to get you there. And most of the time, what people tell me is, oh, you know, I want what everybody wants. You know, clients, leads, you know, sales, just what everybody wants, which means they don't really know exactly what they want. So we really have to drill down into what your expectations are in all of this. And once you realize what your expectations are you doing the tasks that are going to lead you to those expectations? You know, we did a show a few weeks ago about the interim goals. You know, the interim goals you have to have before you hit your ultimate goals. Persistence and creativity and friendships, you know. Before you go out and say, you know, I want more sales, or when you do, you also have to lay out what it's going to take to get you to those more sales. So really you need to have very clear expectations of what you're hoping to get out of this. And maybe it's not immediately sales. Maybe it's visibility. Maybe it's opt-ins. Maybe it's more online conversations, more website traffic. Really sit down and think about what you're hoping to achieve out of all of this. Another thing I've seen people doing is they're thinking of themselves. They're truly only thinking of themselves. And you know, when I say this, you may think of a bad person, somebody who's just selfish and just awful and doesn't think of anyone but themselves. And while we do get those, very often these are actually good people. They just don't know any better. They're treating social media like their own personal billboard, like their marketing, online, everything, and not just social media. They're treating the world like their own personal billboard, in which all they can think of is, how do I get the word out about what I have to offer? And again, I need to stress that very often these are really good people thinking like this, but that's not how marketing works any longer. It's not about coming up with a catchy jingle, and it's not about, although it's not a bad plan, certainly, depending upon what you're doing, but that's not what it's all about. You need to be willing to meet your audience where they are, and participate in the discussions they want to participate in. One of my favorite quotes of all times, I know I've shared it on the show many times in the past, is it's not who you know. It's who you know who knows you and knows what you do for a living. If you set yourself up properly online, if you have a good website and you set yourself up nice social profiles, you clearly have who you are and what you do and how people can reach you, what you have to offer, the why of why you're doing it all. If you have all of this clearly set up, then what's left is to go out and network and to talk and to share and to humanize your brand and to create visibility for yourself. Meet your target audience where they are. Figure out which networking sites they're on and determine what you're going to do to get in front of them. I have a client right now, a lovely, lovely, lovely lady, who is helping women specifically live an unlimited life. She has done everything. She's just an incredible lady, and she has seen it all, been there, done that, sweet as she can be, has been highly successful in her life, and she wants to share that now with other women. And we're putting together some commercials for her, and you might call them traditional public service commercials, in that it's not saying come buy from me or come hire me for coaching sessions or buy my book or any of those things. It's simply good, positive messages about empowering little girls to be strong women. That's all there is to it. And they're going to be beautiful, and they are going to go viral. And when people see them, it's something they're going to want to share because it's just such a strong and positive message. And when they share it and when they take a look at the video, they're going to see who promoted this. They're going to see who put this all together. They're going to see my client. They're going to see her. And, of course, she is set up very well with a wonderful website and or will have when these come out, great social profiles. When they start looking at her, they're going to easily see who she is and what she has to offer, and they're already going to have a good feeling towards her because of these messages, because of these warm, wonderful messages that they shared. Empowering young girls, who can disagree with empowering young girls? I really don't want to talk to the person who would disagree with doing something like that. And I'm sure I won't have to. They're going to be just phenomenal. But she's not just out there putting out commercials for her book or commercials for her coaching programs or the membership sites she's going to be offering. She's putting out wonderful, positive messages that her target audience are going to be on board with. They're going to want to share these messages because it speaks to the people they are. Her strategy is not all about her. She understands that she serves a higher purpose, and that's to serve others. And because of that, she has been successful, and she will be even more successful before we're finished. Think in terms of that. So when I say you're thinking of no one but yourself, I don't mean that you're a horrible, mean, selfish person. I mean you just may not know better. Look at your own marketing strategy. Look at your own business strategy. Do you ever sit down and just really think, wow, you know, what problems are my target audience facing today, and how can I help them solve those problems? How can I be of help? How can I be of service? When you start thinking in those terms, you will become much, much more successful. Content. And I know we've talked about it before, and you probably don't want to hear me talk about it again. But we're going to talk about it again. 82% of marketers who blog get a positive return on investment for their inbound marketing efforts. 82% of people who have blog posts, that's just blog posts, that's just one type of content. There's all kinds of different types of content. Blog posts, videos, podcasts, live events, online events, photos, all kinds of different types of content, micro content. You've got to get content out there. Content acts like little messengers going around the internet, introducing people to you. Content keeps working long after you've stopped working. There's only one of me, and I got to tell you, I'm exhausted. I'm tired most days. So it's really nice to go home knowing that I have all of this content out there that's still circulating the web and being shared and still working with my calls to action long after I've gone home for the night. Content is exceptionally important. Organizations who produce content get more website traffic. They get more people signing up for their opt-ins. Opt-in pages, that's another piece of content. They get more leads. They get more sales. And that is, that's just a fact. That's just a fact. If you produce more content, you absolutely will get more website traffic. You absolutely will get more leads, more opt-ins, and more sales. I can't stress content enough. If you're not creating content or you're not creating enough content, you are not going to get the result you're hoping to get. Micro content is huge. Posts, tweets, leaving comments. Dory and I have talked about this so many times, thanking people. That's a little piece of content. It's a micro content. Even if you can't, you don't have the time to sit down and write. I encourage you to write. I encourage you to create content, create videos, and do all of these things. But I've been in that position with a little kid, and I produced as much content as I could, and that wasn't a whole lot. Now I'm doing better, now that she's in kindergarten. But even micro content, posts and tweets don't rely on it alone, but you can pick up the slack in the form of this micro content, thanking people, sharing with people, saying hello to people, just sharing the love. That is all going to be content directing people back to you. Now, I know, Dory, we are about halfway through the show. Before I move on to the next thing, would you like to introduce our sponsors for today's show?
Well, absolutely. And for those of you just tuning in, you are here on Word of Mom Radio on the social media Help Not Hype show with the fantabulous Janice Clark. And, you know, it's so exciting that we are here with Word of Mom March. We're starting our fourth year on the air. And you guys have all been through the journey with me, with my business and rebranding. And Safety Bags LLC is now the main sponsor here at Word of Mom Radio. And, you know, our vision after Columbine was to create a bag and bags that would support school safety, ease, and be durable enough that families would use our bag over and over again, even if they've experienced it just once. And in our quest to develop this bag, we wanted to be brandable, to be able to add ease and opportunity for all ages of students that have to have a size for their body, and creating bags that are ergonomically designed that are actually going to fit them. Because our children matter to our families, and your children matter to us too. So whether you're our customer is a four-year-old preschooler receiving their bag for the first time, or an educator or factory worker with clear bag standards for employment, we want our bags to stand apart and be the best bag value. So we are back, Safety Bags LLC. You can find us on Facebook right now. Go to facebook.com/safetybags. Like us, join the journey with us, and see what is going on. Because don't forget, safety, it's in the bag. And our other sponsor today is Sane Spaces. So let's hear from Sina Block.
Sina Block's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Sina Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Sina Block is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
And Sina will actually be back live on March 17th. She took a little bit of a break gearing up for her second, you know, full year, having just finished. So, you know, her getting ready for her third year on the air now. So it's all going by in a blur. But we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Janice Clark and the reasons why your business, the social media aspect of your strategy is failing. So keep taking notes. I know I am.
Well, and I wanted to stress, Dori, this isn't just why your social media is failing. It truly is why your business is failing. You know, social media is one aspect. It is just one aspect. But there's so much more that goes into your business strategy, regardless of the strategy you're using. If you're not being thorough in whatever it is you decide to do for your business, it's going to fail. What I do, I talk a lot about social media, but these are truly, you know, the internet has become everyone's predominant strategy. You know, the one place we all go to is Google. We all go online to do our searches and to check things out and to check out recommendations and to read content. That's where we all go. If your business is failing, maybe you're not doing any of these things, and that's why you're not doing well. You're not getting the visibility you need. And so it's just not that your social media isn't doing as well as you would like it to do. If you aren't getting people live through the doors of your business, if people aren't calling you back, it all comes back to the things that I'm talking about today. And the next thing I'm talking about, people always raise their eyebrows when I say this to them, but if you are using someone else's strategy, you're in for a lot of problems. And I say this because there's a lot of information about marketing and the internet and social media and email marketing and content marketing and you know, we all go online to try to figure out what we need to be doing in order to build our businesses. I've seen people with advice like, let's say, for example, one of the great things about social media, about internet marketing, is that you can use it for market research. Figure out what people want. So I have seen gurus say things like, just put the question out to your audience. I've said it. Absolutely. Ask people. If you have a question, ask people. Ask your audience what they want. One of the things that we're doing, if you don't mind my sharing, Dori, for Word of Mom, is that I have a survey put together, and we have been asking people, what is your optimal time to join the show live? Market research, we want to know. And I've seen gurus put that out there and say, oh, you know, just ask your audience and they'll be happy to tell you. Well, and that's wonderful if you have a very large audience of engaged people who want to participate. You ask a question, they answer, boom, you have your answer. For most small businesses, however, most people getting started, that's not exactly how it works. Yeah, it's a good strategy, but it was somebody else's strategy. You have to customize that for yourself. If you only have 100 Facebook fans, if you have a small Twitter following, you may have to ask repeatedly to get anybody to answer you. If your audience isn't that engaged, if you've got a lot of lurkers, and that's fine, there's nothing wrong with lurkers, they have their purpose too, you may have to do it in a different way. Yes, you can ask the question, but you need to be paying attention to your analytics to see what the best times to post this will be. You may need to ask several times. You may need to ask in several different ways. You may need to try asking with a video or asking with a photo or simply asking with text. You may have to get on the phone and ask people. Depending upon who you are and what your audience looks like and exactly what you're hoping to accomplish, you're going to have to do things in a different way. And I've seen so many people take this good piece of advice the gurus gave. It was a good piece of advice, just ask your audience. And they follow it once, and then they say, well, gosh, that didn't work. You know, that's one more thing here that's just not working. One more piece of social media advice, one more piece of marketing advice that I did it, and it's just not working. You may have to customize that advice for yourself. So if you're working, and that was just one sample of the things that we see here, of great advice that's being put out. But if it's not customized for you, then chances are it's not going to work for you. So you've got to make sure that you're using advice that's been customized just for you, because you may have to do things in a bit of a different way in order to meet the needs of yourself and your audience. The next thing, the next reason that you may be failing, and this is something I spoke with a gentleman about this week, it's another thing that when I shared my opinion with him, he kind of raised his eyebrows virtually because we were on the phone, but I could hear his eyebrows raising. I could hear them raising, and I could hear it in his voice. When I said, the problem you're facing is that you're spending too much time online. And he said, what? It's my online strategy. My digital marketing strategy, it's my social media, I have to be online, I'm doing this 40 hours a week, and I'm getting nothing. I'm here all the time talking, and I'm getting nothing. And I said, well, it sounds like you're spending way too much time online. The Internet is my business, social media is my business, online marketing is my business, and I don't spend anywhere near 40 hours a week doing that. I have a business to run. And there's a lot more involved in running a business than just posting and tweeting and writing blog posts and things like that. And I said, you know, I probably spend 6 hours a week, maybe, or estimated, some weeks more, some weeks less, on my online strategy. I have to run a business. And there's a time to be doing tasks, and there's a time when you need a mental break, and instead of working in your business, you need to be working on your business, or you need to be completely doing something that's not associated with your business. In fact, the best way to be interesting and intriguing and captivating online is to get offline and do something that's interesting and intriguing and captivating. You've got to have something to talk about. You can't always just be curating and retweeting and sharing and thanking and sharing the love. You actually need to leave the Internet, get away, and go do something else. 40 hours a week is way too much time, and what I see some people doing is they're not sure what to do, so they sit behind their desk and they stare at their computer like they think it's going to run away, and they tweet and they retweet and they share and they look. There's a lot more to it than that, and it takes a lot less time than you would imagine to get good results. So pay close attention to exactly how much time you're spending doing all of this, and make sure you're working on the right tasks, and not just on some surface things that look good. It's okay if one day you only tweet once or you don't tweet at all one day. One day isn't going to kill anybody, I promise you. Sometimes social is social, and some days we're simply, as people, we're much more highly engaged than others. So just think about that as you're putting all of this together. Another thing I want to share is that a big problem I see all the time, in this line of work especially, the reason your marketing strategies, your business in general, and probably your sanity as well, is failing is because you're trying to do everything yourself. There's more pressure on small businesses today than at any time in the past. It's wonderful in that the Internet allows us to compete much more affordably than 20 years ago, 30 years ago definitely. But a small business owner has to be everything. You've got to be the person who markets. You've got to be the tech support. You've got to be the accountant. You've got to be, you're everything. You're absolutely everything in addition to actually running the business, your HR, and your every department that any corporation has, it's all rolled in to you. And you reach a point when you have, if you want to grow, if you want to get any bigger and you want to do any better, you've got to get some help. And that help comes in a lot of different forms. It could be initially, especially in the early days, a dear friend that you get to bounce ideas off of. It could be in the form of a mastermind group that you belong to that you can get together and you can share and you can get some fresh insights into your business. It could be in the form of an assistant. We get a lot of people who come through here and they need assistance because they just can't handle it all anymore. They're going insane. Nothing's working for them. They're not being effective. They're not getting their information out there. They're not making their calls they need to be doing. They're not working on their business the way they need to be working on it. And that's all because they're trying to do everything themselves. And there comes a time when you simply need to say, I need help. If we're going to take this thing any further, I need a partner who's going to be able to step in and help me out. Think about these things. You know, take a few minutes and work on your business just for a bit. Stop doing things, stop the tasks, and just kind of sit down and survey what's in front of you. Survey the things that you're trying to do. Evaluate yourself, a hard evaluation. How well am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10 with my content creation, with my email marketing, with my social media, with any, you can say this about anything, any aspect of your business. How well am I doing with my business plan? How well am I doing my overall business strategy? How well am I doing with my accounting? How am I staying on top of things? Give yourself a hard, cold evaluation and see how you're doing and consider how well you're implementing the strategies that you should be implementing for your business. Are you staying on top of your training? Do you even know where you're lacking or what you need? Sit down, do an assessment, make a list, put it down on paper. I love writing things down on paper because it really cements, for me, what I need to be doing. And get some assistance. You know, get somebody to talk to somebody about it to determine exactly what you're going to need in order to do better in these areas where you determine that you need the most assistance. And, Dori, I have been talking this whole call. You haven't asked a single question, but I know Dori already knows these things. Dori is the queen of networking and sharing the love. In fact, we were just talking about taking a bit of a break. Do you have any questions for me? I know we're getting ready to wrap up the show.
Well, it's not even questions, but I have to honestly say what Janice is talking about is so true, because there comes a time in your business that if you don't turn it over and whether you're outsourcing, bringing somebody in, hiring somebody, whatever, you have to, sometimes you get married to what you're doing, for lack of a better way to describe it, when it comes to your business and you don't see the forest for the trees because you are so used to doing it like this that even though you're branching out and doing other things and implementing, layered strategies and all of the other things that you've shared, sometimes just somebody else's eye looking at what you see gives you a whole different perspective. And, quite honestly, with everything that's going on now between Word of Mom Radio and Safety Bags LLC and just relaunching everything, I mean, we're celebrating Word of Mom March. Janice was the first person I went to in wanting to bring other hosts here. So when I finally got to the point in my business that I could actually have a business that I've grown big enough to bring somebody else, why would I turn anywhere else but Janice Clark? So that's for me, you know, and it is the most amazing thing in the world to not have this all on me. I can't even tell you what it's like, even just listening to the notes of what's happening today. I mean, you know, I went in before today because between the radio show and the business and everything else, I went in and I loaded up tweets, I think, until March 22nd or 23rd. That I just have some tweets throughout the day and a couple of quotes throughout the day and stuff. And then Janice, God bless you, and I are working on the whole strategy that we are going to be doing for Word of Mom Radio and for my business and for Safety Bags LLC. And now the other things that we're working on can kind of get peppered in. Uh-huh. But I threw down a layer for myself because guess what? I don't have time. I said to Janice before, I was like, there's so much on my plate. It's really delicious, though. So trust me, I'm not complaining.
I love that, too.
I'm not complaining. I feel so incredibly blessed that all of this has happened. And Janice is one of the reasons. Because, you know, say whatever you want. I know how to connect with people, but Janice has shown me how to really hone it and make it work. And so I just encourage you guys, take a look. Go to bizmsolutions.com. I also put up the blog on our Word of Mom Radio page. This is coming out a new website. There's a lot of different things that are going on with Word of Mom Radio and celebrating now our fourth year on the air, which is just amazing. They
wow.
said it would never last. You know,
and yet it did. It did.
I know. And tomorrow, Kaz Winters is here with the Sneaky Mom Show. And she's going to be sharing some cool science experiments. I love Kaz's show. It's always so much fun. And she's normally here the first Wednesday of the month, but because of Word of Mom March and our anniversary date actually being the 5th, we kind of shifted things around. And then Thursday, join me back on the Mompreneur model as more and more of our hosts and sponsors and then past guests are now going to be starting to join us for the rest of the month. Just sharing where their life has gone since the last time they were here with us on Word of Mom Radio. So lots of great things going on. I hope you guys have taken great notes. Read the blog and honestly look at yourself in it. Be your best cheerleader and your worst critic all the time. And if you are ready to really move your business forward.
Tina Block's mission is to help mom.
You know, you got to love when you hit buttons on their own. I just moved a cord. But my mouse was still on Cena's commercial. And that's the joy of life, you know. You may think you're doing one thing, but another button just got turned on that you didn't even realize. That's what social media is like. Ooh, what a metaphor. It's really true.
That really is.
No, it's really true. Like Janice said, your content is what is working when you are done. You know, today I am going to finish this show. I am going to close my computer and I'm going to walk out of this house for a few hours to just completely unplug from everything. But guess what? Because of social media, and thank God for Hootsuite, it's going to look like I'm online working. Ha ha!
That's right. That's right.
You know, and that's okay because every once in a while, especially as a mompreneur and an entrepreneur and a business owner, if you don't give yourself a brain break, you don't give yourself permission for some time off, it's not like you're working a regular quote-unquote where you have days off and sick days and everything else. You need to incorporate
sick
your
days.
Own sick days and things into your life. You really do because you can only do so much. And then if you burn out and you're the only person cooking, you're in trouble.
That's exactly right.
So
very good.
I know. So I hope you will take what Janice has to say to heart and know that you are in control of your business and you can do amazing things with it. You really can. So Janice, thank you for another fabulous show. Please connect with Janice. Go on Twitter, Janice_Clark. Connect with her on Facebook at BizM Solutions. Check out her website, her great blogs. Again, this blog of the 19 different reasons is also up on our Word of Mom Radio site. And I just thank you all for, you know, making our time here so much fun. So go ahead, Janice. I'll let you close out your show.
Excellent. Guys, thank you so much. Do reach out and connect with me. Check out the blog post on 19 reasons that your marketing business strategy may not be working. And, you know, just keep in mind, when I say reach out, say hello, I'm a big believer in relationships. I really, really mean that, not trying to sell you anything. Reach out, say hi, make a friend, let's mastermind. Together we are all so much better than we would be individually. So, Dori, thank you so much for having me on the show, and I will look forward to another wonderful year with Word of Mom Radio.
I am amazed at everything that has gone on, and I couldn't do it without you, Janice. So I'm so glad you're here. And for all of you listening in, thank you so much for making 4 years fly by. And we will see you tomorrow for the Sneaky Mom Show. Until then, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.